We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Shalom Talmida v'Rav Preda, the famous Rav Preda. They asked him, "B'maharach the Yomim? Because of what we zeichet the long arichas Yomim to long days?" Amar lahem, "Yomai lo kadmani odin beis medrash. No one got first to the beis medrash before me. I was the first to the beis medrash." So before we even go invite the Tais as a kasha, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Erevin, the reason why he had a long life is because he taught the Talmud 400 times. He didn't know it, told him another 400 times. So Tais asks, what do you mean? That's why he had a Rechaz Yom. And for Taisvis, that he didn't realize that was the reason. This they asked him, let's say he was 120 years old. They asked him, how do you have so long life? He thought this was the reason. Once he hit like 300-400 years already, he knew that it was because of teaching the Talmud. That's Tais's Teretz. But our Gemara says that the first number one is what?
How long did he live?
I think he lived 400 years. And so Aaron says he lived 400 years. So when he got to 400 years, he realized it was because of that reason. But at this point, he thought the reason why he had a long life is, first of all, when Yom HaElok Kadmani Adam Beis HaMedrash, no one ever got him first to the Beis HaMedrash. He was first. And he didn't bench in front of a kohen. The kohen was there, he let him bench. And we'll speak out something soon about that in the Gemara. And I didn't eat from a behemoth that the Zeroya L'chaim V'keva. We know on a behemoth, there's certain parts of the behemoth that go to the kohen. It's called the Zeroya L'chaim V'keva. And Iker Adin, it's not really Tevel, the behemoth. It's a Chiyav Matnas Kuna. But he didn't eat from the behemoth that didn't have the Matanois separated from it. Dom Rav Yitzchak Rav Yechanan, also Lechom Behemoth Shlohumu Matnasel. Rav Yitzchak says that Samir Yechanan, you're not allowed to eat from the behemoth. It is a Shtikl Din Tevel, if you didn't take off the Zeroy L'chaim V'keva. Dom Rav Yitzchak, Kala Oichom Behemoth Shlohumu Matnasel, Kilo Eichot Tvalim, Kisti Ilu Eit Tvalim. Ah, but less Hilchot Sekhav Asayit. But we don't pass like that. And still, he was Noyig, that yeah, he did not eat from a behemoth that the Zeroya L'chaim V'keva was not separated because he was machman himself. But look, Zokta Gemara Vaita, it said one of the cases were that he didn't bench. If a kohen was there, he let the kohen bench in front of him. He was a big Talmud Chacham, Rav Preda. He let a kohen bench in front of him. Afraid the Gemara Kasha, Belevarachti Lefnei Kohen L'mayim Edval, you see, is that a good thing that he let the kohen go first? But Omar Rav Yechanan called Talmud Chacham, Shemavaruch Lefanov, I feel a kohen gadol, I'm Aretz. If he's a Talmud Chacham and there's a Kohen Gadol sitting there, and the Kohen Gadol is Am Aretz, he should not let the Kohen Gadol go first. He has to be first. He can't be Meichel on his covered. Why? Because he has to show, Klal Yisrael, that the Iker is the Torah. Oysi Talmud Chacham Chayiv Misa. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Kol Misanai Oyev Mavis, which the Gemara Taiches means, Altik Misanai El Masniye. Anyone who makes people hate me, which means Hashem is talking, means the Torah, anyone who helps hates the Torah, so that's his Chayiv Misa. So if I care, this Talmud Chacham, Rav Preda, it means even a Kohen Gadol, it means. As long as he's Am Aretz, I'm saying, if he's Talmud Chacham, obviously he goes first. But if he's Am Aretz, he's a Kohen Gadol Am Aretz, then the Talmud Chacham goes first. And if I care, he has to make sure that can't be Meichel on his covered, because Hashem's covered. He can't be Meichel on that covered. And so the Kasha is, why, what's so good about Rav Preda? Let the Kohen go first. It's not the right thing. And the Gemara, Ki Kama Iyu B'Shavim. The Teretz is, they were equal, and here he let the Kohen go first. So Frey Taisvis, if that's the case, they were equal, so then, of course the Kohen goes first. V'kidashto, then overrides the equalness. So Taisvis says, they weren't mamish equal, just they were both to be the Chamim. So then he let him go first. He was mindful, the other guy was the Talmud Chacham, the Kohen. So therefore, he let him go first. And Agav, Taisvis actually learns the Gemara is talking about a case of Aliyas, not of benching, and the Loch is that the Talmud Chacham could get the first Aliyah when by leaning, and that's what we're talking about here. He always let the Kohen go first, and that we're not referring to benching. Rashi's referring to benching, and according to Taisus, we're referring to leaning. Dr. Maravaita, Shalom Talmidavis Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, b'maharach tiyam. With what? Which mitzvahs were you zeicher tarichas yam to live a long life? Amar lahem, a yamai leinus akabati b'chalein chaveroi. I didn't honor myself, my friend's embarrassment. My friend got embarrassed. I didn't get honored for my friend's embarrassment. And I didn't go to sleep before being meichel everyone. I didn't. When I went to sleep, there was no one who was angry at me, and I wasn't angry at them. I was meichel everyone before I went to sleep. Vater m'moini ha'yisi. And also, I was a vater my money. I wasn't so rigid with my money. What's an example? I'm going to give an example soon to that. So loy niskabati b'klein chaveroi ki hod Rav Huna dori mora kaspe. One Rav Huna was carrying a hoe on his shoulder. Also Rav Chana bar Chaniloi b'kadari b'nei. He wanted to take it from him. It wasn't then pass. Rav Huna got all carrying a hoe. Amalei. So Rav Huna told Rav Chana iregilis the doris b'masech. If it's a normal thing for you to carry a hoe in your city and it's b'kavadik dori, carry it. V'loy. But if not, if it's embarrassing for you, it's yakuri anah b'zlus l'doch l'nichle. I don't want to gain from your embarrassment. You're going to get embarrassed instead of me. No, I don't want that. I don't want to get covered from your embarrassment. So this is our example of when it's kabbalti b'kolayin chavera. You didn't get hana. You didn't get cover. You didn't get honor from your friend's embarrassment. What's below also al mitosi klaus chaveri? Kodem azutro. He have a solik l'paraya when he went. He used to go to sleep. When he used to go to sleep by kriyas malamita, and some people say it even to this day. Amar shori lechol man de tzaron. I am meichel anyone who embarrassed me. Everyone should be. Shori le maria, which the Bach puts in. Hashem should meichel anyone who is mitzar. Vartam Maida, you see what's example of someone who is easygoing with his money. Domamar, Ioiv, Vartam Maida Hava. So Yamaniach Pruta Lechemni Maida. He used to leave and should really be a half a Pruta to the Chemni Maida. Because the smallest coin was, at that time, a Pruta. So sometimes when you bought something and you needed change, less than a Pruta, so what did they do? He used to give you back, they gave you like a vegetable or something instead of the half a Pruta. He always said, just keep the change, no problem. That's what he always said. He always said, keep the change. That's a braid kite, and that's a certain thing that could be zeicha to Richas Yom. Sholas Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Nechunya Hagadol, Ma harachta Yom. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Nechunya, with what were you zeicha to Richas Yom? Osu gav zeh v'komach v'lei. So the Rabbi Nechunya had these shamashim who were protecting him, and they sent Rabbi Kiva flying. They thought that Rabbi Kiva was bothering their Rebbe. He was an older man, and they didn't want to be bothered. So also gav the komachule. They didn't know who Rabbi Kiva was, and they pushed him away. Solik Yosef Areshu Dikla. So Rabbi Kiva ran and climbed up a palm tree, and the Rishas brings down that this tree is hard to go up. Like Mishnah and Peah says, it's a hard tree to climb up, and therefore they can't run after him. Omalei, and from the top of the tree, Rabbi Kiva called to Rabbi Nechunya. Omalei Rabbi, if Nema Keves, if it says in the Pasuk, Esa Keves Echad Ta'aseh Ba'Boiker. So why does it say Echad? Keves is Lashon Yachid. Loma Nema Echad. Omalei, Rabbi Nechunya said, oh, it's Sivim Rabbanu, looks like he's a Talmud Chacham. Shavku, let him come. Omalei, so he answered him first on the question. Echad means Meyuchash of Edra. He has to be, you have to take a choice animal, a good animal for a carbon. And then he answered him, yeah, he wanted to answer why Taka, with what was his Zeicha to Arichas Yom. Omalemi, Yomei le kabalti matonais, I never accept the presents. V'lo yamarati al midoisai. And also, I didn't hold ceremony if someone insulted me or whoever it was. I was mav al midoisai. Which means he was a vater, he gave up. He gave in, that's the right word. Vaiter Mona, he sinned also, he was easy going with money. So Gemara gives examples, like or Makairis, like a Balti Matonois, Kihoda Rabbi Yezek, have a Meshadulu Matonois, Beganesia. Rabbi Yezek used to send them presents from the Beganesia. Beganesia was basically like the government in Babel. They used to send them presents. Lo have a shokel, he didn't take the presents. Kihav Mazam Yule, when he used to buy him to eat, Lo have also, he didn't go. Amalu, he used to say, Lenicha Lechu Da Achaya, you don't want me to live? It bothers you if I live? People who dislike matonos, they are going to have a long life. Rav Zera, when they sent the present benesia, lo have a shock, they didn't take. Oh, but kiav mezav nilei, mezav, when they invited him to eat, also he went. They are feeling honorable by having me over for the suda. Therefore, I am giving them by going over to them. It's not matonos to me. By me going over to them, it's matonos to them. So that's the case of, that's what, he didn't take matanos, that's sometimes good for, same time as yichya, it's good for long life. Loimati al midoisai, the Amar Rava, call a maver al midoisov, anyone who is maver on his midois, that means if someone insults him, he doesn't scream back, if someone does something to him, he doesn't get angry at them, then what happens? Maviru mimenu kol pesha'ov. We remove all his averus. Shenema says in the pasuk, "Noisit avoin oivar al pesha." Let me noisit avoin. Who's Hashem meichel da averus? Let me show oivar al pesha to one who is meichel on the wrongdoings done to him. Shalas Rabbi as Rabbi Shuv and Karcha. Ma arach the yamim. with what were you zeichet arichas yom? I'm like, cast b'chayy. Like, well, you cure them around so long. What are you asking me for? I'm like, no, Rabbi, Tyrehi, it's Tyrehi Voluminator. I want to know, how do you have the long life? I never gazed, looked strong at a Adam Rasha. You're not allowed to stare at a picture or a tzura of a Rasha. Shenem says in the Pasuk by Elisha that Yehoshaphat and Yehoram got together to fight a war, and they went to Elisha to ask him something. And he tells Yehoram, "Lule pnei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda ani noiseis im abed alecha v'marecha." He says, "If not for Yehoshaphat, I wouldn't look at you. You're a Rasha. I would not look at you." So you see, now I'll look at a Rasha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that if someone looks at a Rasha, ain of chaos. His eyes, his eyesight is weakened. Shenema v'iki zoking Yitzchok v'techena ain of merois. That Yitzchok lost part of his eyesight. Why? Mishum nestakel be'esav Rasha. He looked at Esav Rasha. Was that the cause for his bad eyesight? We had this Gemara earlier in Megillah. A curse of a head that should never be light in your eyes. Avimelech gave a curse to Sarah because Sarah didn't tell him that she was married, and he gave her a curse. Like Avimelech gave a curse to Sarah that she shouldn't be able to see, and it was miskayim by her children by Yitzchak. So tomorrow, hava gamle, both were garmeh. First of all, she looked at it. That Yitzchak looked at Esav. Number one, and number two is the curse of Avimelech. Rav Am Hacham, this pasuk, se'es prey rosh loy toif, to look at a rosh is not good. So he said he never looked at a rosh. Now the question is, if it's also to do, so why is zeich derichas yamim? Like if that's that he kept the halacha. So the some answer, because it's very hard to be makbid on shalach. Most people cannot be makbid not to look at a rasha. So therefore, this was a special schos for him that he never looked at a rasha. Others say is that he never even looked even quickly at a rasha. The issue really is l'stakel. He didn't look even for a second at a rasha. B'shas b'ti rasha, when Yeshua ben Karcha was nifter, b'shas when he was being nifter, he was an older man. Amalei Rabbi Barcheni. So he said, give me a bracha. Rabbi asked him for a bracha. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who's the Nasi of Klai Yisrael, says, give me a bracha. The Hashem's will is you should reach to half my days. So if he asks, v'l'ku aloi, not my whole life, amalei, then habam acharecha behema yiru, what do you want? Your children afterwards to be shepherds? Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Nasi. Now, if he lives a long life, his children will be old already. They're not going to get the Malchus, the Nasius. The Nasius is the Malchus. So he says, it's good if you die in half my days, because then your children will have a good job being a Nasi. If not, they're going to always be the children of the Nasi, which is not a good job. Avu bar ihi, minyamin bar ihi, chad oma tesili, you know, I should get a schus, I have a schus lo yistak li begoy, I never looked at a goy. Chad oma tesili, li av di shutvus ha di goy. The other one says, I have a schus that I never did a shutvis, I never was mishat for the guy. Then why can't you do a shutvis for the guy? So the reason is because you might cause them to do a shvu of b'shem devay dezara. And here, the Tosfos speaks out, even in a case where there was no chance to come to shvu, still he didn't make a shutvis for the guy. So that's why it was an extra schus for him. Shol talmid of Rab Zera. B'ma rach yom. With what will you zeich et arichas yom? Om lehem, yom elik pat b'shech b'shech. First of all, I never get angry in my house. I didn't go in front of anyone that's bigger than me. Like I went into a house. I didn't step in front of the person bigger than me. I let the person big go first. And I didn't think in learning in dirty places, which you're not allowed to think in learning. So again, here also, what's the big deal? It's an Issa. So they speak out, even though he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that while you're walking, you continue walking and cover your mouth, and you can still think of learning or talk of learning. If you cover your mouth and you walk, keep on walking, still he didn't do that. And still, even though he stopped thinking of learning by Mavos Tanafais, but everywhere else, he did not stop thinking of learning for a second. He didn't go anywhere without Torah and Tefillin. He always was engrossed in Torah. He didn't sleep in the mismarish, not Shinus Kva, not Shinus Arai. He wasn't, he didn't get excited by his friend's downfall. He didn't call his friend by a nickname, not his name, not his family name as a nickname. Even if it wasn't a gnai, he never did that. He did not call anyone by a nickname, and therefore, for all these things, he was zaycha for arichas yamim.